if you want time and financial freedom, that boldness, you got to put your neck out there. There's going to be risk involved. But, you know, the people that come to me and say, well, what if I go out of business? What if I lose money?
Right.
You're going in and knowing, right, any business, you know, whether it's the franchise, non-franchise, the stock market, real estate, my favorite, crypto, which I still don't really understand how that works.
I don't either.
And I don't invest in anything. Not that I don't believe in it, I don't understand it. But there's always going to be a risk. But, you know, empower yourself, learn, do your due diligence, but you have to be bold. If you're kind of, maybe I'm thinking about dabbling, you're not going to own that franchise and you're just going to get overwhelmed. So you need to be bold. There's going to be some courage. You need to take that leap of faith.
Greetings and gratitude to you all. Welcome to the X Factors to Success podcast show. I am your host, Ruggero Fratacangeli, also known as the G-Man. Don't be surprised today. I might have another G person coming on my show. Well, welcome to the show. Again, this is the X Factors to Success. As you all know, we work on and focus on the five major pillars. We have faith, family and friends, fitness, finance, and fun. And today we have a wonderful guest that'll be talking more about financial responsibility, financial opportunities, and so on. I don't want to spill the beans right now, but we definitely have some good stuff coming up your way with this wonderful guest. So before we introduce the guest, I have a quick little synopsis as far as his background. He's a franchise advisor who has owned a number of master franchise licenses and has enjoyed a successful franchising career, guiding over 200 individuals through business ownership, many for the first time, in addition to 2 decades in franchising himself. It's wonderful. He's been very successful, by the way. He also has 20 years in sales, marketing, and management experience. He has assisted over 1,000 plus individuals and businesses with their investments and achieved over $1 billion in sales. Billion with a B, folks. $1 billion. Not everyone is motivated by money and fame. And he definitely knows this. He takes the overwhelming guesswork out of the franchising process, listening and teaching along the way, learning about his candidates' specific goals for their businesses and lives, aids in their guiding them down their dream path. Folks, we always want a dream to pursue, right? To achieve the X factors. And those bold enough to take action on their own are the ones that realize the freedom boldness can deliver. Freedom favors the bold. And that's a quote there, which we're going to share with it. So please welcome the one and only, and of course, I know this gentleman for a long time as well, and somehow part of the family, but he is Giuseppe Grammatico, also known as GG, the Franchise Guide. So G, welcome to the show.
Ruggero, I appreciate it. Very, very excited to be here. I am also, for everyone listening, AKA the G-Man. So we got two G-Mans, and which is pretty cool. So we share the same nickname, but awesome. Very, very excited to be here. Looking forward to this.
A lot of G's going on here. Yeah. 3G, right? 3 to the N power.
Yeah, so, my name is hard to spell. So we got to go with GG or G square, you know, like whatever you name it.
Like a name like Giuseppe and like a Ruggero, you know, so we come up with my G's came out because of the 2 G's in my first name.
Right.
And so in the automotive business and training facilitating that I'm in, it's all, again, they call me G. So anyway, G, welcome to the show. Let's get right to it here and let's have some fun. It's very casual. I know our guests, we have always had a variety of guests. We've had guests that had different backgrounds from sports, medicine, to author speakers, to yoga, to training, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So before we get started, I know my platform talks about X factors to success. So in your own words, G, how would you, just off the bat, how would you describe the word success and how would you bring it upon to you? And of course, we'll get into your successful over 20 plus years in the business. So go ahead, G.
Yeah, success. So success is, it's an evolving thing, right? It's what you define success. So it's at an individual level, success could be making millions of dollars a year. You know, in my 20s, success was making millions of dollars in the fancy car, the fancy house. But as I grew older and somewhat wiser,
older and wiser,
and you know, this was my hair was black when we first met. So a lot of white hairs, a lot of wisdom, but success has changed. And what I, you know, believe success is health, is family. It's the freedom to spend time with them and not necessarily the material thing. So for me, success, it may be completely different than the next person. So right. that to me is really, you know, it comes at an individual level, and that definition of what you feel success can change. So
beautiful. Now, I know, Jay, you have a beautiful family of two beautiful children. And I know that in the work that you're doing, you have time for your children, right? You have two, right? A girl and a boy, beautiful, beautiful children, a wonderful wife. And obviously you spend time. And is that freedom for you? And that's success, right?
That's success. I get to work from home. I became a soccer coach, and I can proudly say I've never missed a soccer game. So soccer, Girl Scouts, you name it, all the events. I may have to make up for it at night, right? You know, to catch up a little bit.
Right.
But yeah, it's the freedom of being able to, I mean, I literally don't miss school events, plays, you name it. So it's that to me is success and true freedom.
So how did you get started in the business of franchising? I mean, just give us a little bit more of a, because those of us who are listening right now may or may not know what it encompasses. Just give us a little bit, kind of a very high level of franchise. What is that all about? And how did you get into it?
So the short version is we owned the restaurant. I went to college and wanted to work on Wall Street. That was a dream of mine. Found out I hated it. I was a number. I had 25 managers above me. I did well, but I was miserable between the job, the hours, and the commute. So I knew I wanted to own a business, but I knew that business wasn't a restaurant, given the nights and the weekends. And there's nothing wrong with restaurants. It just wasn't the lifestyle that I wanted, right?
Right.
So although I did enjoy working at the restaurant. So I said, there has to be another type of business. So I looked at businesses. I looked at other jobs. I felt like I was spinning my wheels. And one day I came across a franchise coach, an advisor, basically what I do. And he said, well, how about looking at a business with a proven system? You know, the franchisor has already created the template, the blueprint, whatever you want to call it,
right,
to really follow so you can hit the ground running. And I wasn't a creative type. I followed systems well. I did well when I worked in the city and on Wall Street, but I said, okay, give me that blueprint. So we, you know, explored the franchises, and back in 07, I purchased my first franchise. It was that blueprint, that business where I just said, teach me what I need to know and I can start mm-hmm. running with that system. So I knew I didn't want the 2.5 hour commute each way into New York City. I wanted to be home. I wanted to work from home.
And, you are from New York, I guess. So I'm from North Carolina now. So your commute was how long again? I want to hear that.
Door to door from New Jersey into New York City was 2.5 hours each way. So it's 5 hours a day, Monday to Friday.
Wow.
Brutal, brutal. And I will say I got to interview and meet a lot of the people on that bus that took the bus for 20 years.
So there's a benefit there.
Yes, that was a crystal ball. That was like, this is the future. This is what to expect. And they were not happy. Not a single smile on that bus. And I loved every person on that bus, but I said, there's no way I'm leading this fast. Plus, I got home at 9 o'clock at night. My kids would be sleeping by the time I got home.
Right.
So that was the pain point, the kick in the butt to make a change.
You could say that. You could kick in the ass.
I could say kick in the ass. Hey, we're after hours here. Kick in the ass. So
okay, we got it. Wow. I could just imagine the years of going back and forth commuting and the hours being spent. And of course, I've done it myself too. When I was traveling and doing training in the metropolitan New York area. Mm-hmm. And it definitely takes a lot out of your family life and your personal life. And you get home, you get exhausted and so on. So interesting. So now you got into this business in 07, as you indicated, and you got motivated. So motivation got you now to be more freedom, right? Freedom of into the financial world that you dreamed of. Talk to us more about the franchises that you had, and how did you manage to guide into growing now becoming the franchise guide, not the franchise guy, but the guide, right?
Yeah, so I got a taste, and I, you know, for everyone listening in, you start a business, whether it's a franchise or not, you're not experiencing time or financial freedom immediately. It's going to take time. So even with the proven system, it's going to take time to get to that level. So, you know, we got into it was in the cleaning janitorial business, reoccurring revenue. So, you know, slowly started to follow the system, build up a book of business. You know, started building accounts. And I said, wow, you know, I'm helping others do the same thing, but why not, after doing it for several years, why not be able to help them look at just about any franchise out there as opposed to just one? So that's when I got into coaching. And really it's great because we can sit down with someone and say, okay, forget about the franchise itself. Let's look at what you're looking to accomplish, just like my coach and advisor did. And let's figure out, okay, you're looking for this type of freedom, time, financial freedom, investment. What does your average day look like? What's your skill set?
Interesting.
And then work in reverse and figure out a few businesses that match that those requirements. Kind of like, you know, what's your ideal situation? And I think where people fail, and this is, you know, making any decision in life, you reverse engineer it,
right?
Figure out what you want, and then figure out later not how you're going to get there, but I truly believe in who's going to help you get there, and then you go into the how. So, you know, it's all about leverage. It's all about having people that have been there to help you out. So I like to do the same. I like to level the playing field, help anyone, whether you have college degree, tons of money, not enough money, you name it. I help just about anyone figure that out. And I call it essentially leveling the playing field.
Leveling.
Leveling that playing field and giving you, and I throw a lot of things, especially from the book, an unfair advantage via franchising, because you're essentially running with the system that some really smart people made years and years ago, and just following their system and running it to a T and doing well.
So in my studies in college and university, and of course, one of the big franchises that always stuck to my head was McDonald's, mm-hmm. right? They had a system, and McDonald's is successful because of the system and because you could deliver the same quality, the same service for whatever industry that you're in, whatever sector of the industry that you're in. Now, would you consider yourself like a coach also? I mean, you're a franchise consultant, but you're coaching the clients, right? You said finding their goals, finding what they really want. Is that
right? Yeah, that essentially that's what it is. You know, people have called me a coach or a consultant, but that's what we're doing. We're really figuring out what is the reason. Why do you want to own a business? And to be quite honest, we save people tons and tons of money. We probably save marriages in the process as well, where we involve husband and wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, whoever's involved in that conversation, get on the call and let's figure out together if a business or a franchise is a good fit. Because a lot of people, they love the idea of franchises, yet they want to buy one and change the entire system.
Hmm.
Going back to McDonald's, you're not going to want to buy a McDonald's franchise and start adding pizza and hot dogs and all this other stuff to the menu. You're there to follow that proven system model, the menu and things like that. So where I spend a lot of time is forget about the brands. Let's work together. Why do you want to own a business? A business is a lot of work. A business, you know, you're going to put maybe your life savings into this business. There's risks in the business. Employees may not show up. Do you realize that? I almost want to intentionally scare a person away by really truly painting the picture of exactly what it is. Everyone has this thing. Well, it's, you know, you look at Shark Tank and everyone's doing well. There's ups and downs, as you know, with any business. So I like to really paint that picture for
them. Let me ask you this here. As you're on this topic. Just stay with this. Stay with me here. Is the risk factor less than going as an individual business startup? What would you say about that? Because again, for those folks who don't understand the franchises versus, hey, you know what? I don't need that kind of system. I have my own ideas. I'm going to decorate my own place and I'm going to serve, I'm going to be an ice cream franchise, an ice cream brand or a pizza or a cleaning business. What would you say the risk factor would be compared to individual and franchise?
The way I explain it, and we talk about this every week, is it's really, you're lowering your risk because you have the support from the franchisor, right? That's the creator of the brand. And you also have the support of the franchisees. So franchisor has proven it with their own money, their own capital, And they're essentially saying you can replicate this. So we started in California. You can replicate this in New York and New Jersey. No, not a problem. You have the benefit of being able to work with franchisees. At the end of the day, there's still always going to be a risk. And part of mitigating a lot of that risk is doing your own due diligence. You need to do your own research. You need to do the research in your market. Speak with the franchise company, but also speak with the franchisees. So the biggest thing is the match. You know, you got to find the right business for you.
Wow. I want to get into a franchise business also and diversify my investments here. Gee, great. I love this. This is getting really deep down into the process here. So if you would, if you tell the audience something more about the attitude, what kind of attitude, what kind of passion do you need to get into a specific industry? To your experience with all the clients that you've had, what are they involved? Do they go into the business as they're passionate about the business, or they grow into the type of business? So let's dissect that for a bit.
Yeah, that's a whole show in and of itself. And I got stuck here for many years. So people get into business for different motivations, right? They want something better. They want that time and financial freedom, like I did, you know, leaving corporate America. Yeah. And then we work with people that are just serial entrepreneurs. They're just looking for investments. And that's the second category. We're going to focus on the first category. Please. So, you know, really there's a pain point. They hate their job. They feel like they're on a hamster wheel. So they want something different. And the biggest thing I get is, all right, what's the passion? Well, I love cars.
Yeah.
So I want to look at a car franchise. I love golf. I want to buy a golf franchise. And I think that is one of the biggest reasons for failure in business and in franchising, because I challenge anyone that plays golf. What does a golf business have to do with the sport of golf and running that business? And it's difficult to answer if you've never owned the business, but when you own a golfing franchise, as an example, we're not going to name specific names, you're in the retail business, and people forget that. So the passion, so you had a job, you got to golf every day with your clients. That was your getaway. And that's the thing you truly enjoyed. Now you're working that specific business.
Right.
You're not golfing, you're stocking shelves. There's constant turnover in a lot of these retail types of businesses. So I think the conversation from passion has to be, what are you truly passionate about? And that goes back to the why. My why is to spend as much time with my family. So what vehicle, what business is going to allow me to create that freedom so that I can go to any soccer game? My passion and what I like to do is soccer. I'm not going to buy a soccer type business, but I'm going to have a business that goes on autopilot so I can take my son, because my daughter hates soccer. I'm going to take him to any soccer game we like. So I think if you focus on the true reason for doing this, an interest in a topic like cars, and you need to own a car business, I'm not saying you can't, but I just feel like that's where a lot of people fail, because then they realize it's not truly their passion, because now they're dealing with inventory and they're not really getting to drive the cars or do the things they enjoy specifically in that business. So
very, very, very good point. So how would you relate this to now to the success factor? What percentage do you know in the industry that succeed in the franchises to fulfill the dreams for their financial freedom once they get into it? And what is the duration of time that if they do fault, what would you say? Just give us some insight.
I would love to give you an answer, but I don't know the exact. I will say, if you follow that reverse engineer process of painting the picture of what it looks like, you're going to increase your chance of success.
Right.
You know, there's different ways to kind of, you know, go about this. I help a lot of people, believe it or not, keep their jobs and run a side hustle.
Yeah, so, that's very, very important. Yeah, I want to get to that, because people leave their jobs, start getting their compensation, and they go right into a business. And what happens? They just kind of failure, right?
And it's I mean, it could go. So I did that personally, and I was able to do that because my wife Anita worked. Some people, they get too excited, and then I'm like, well, who's paying your mortgage? Especially if it, just say that person is single.
You have financial responsibilities.
Who's paying your student debt? Who's paying your mortgage? Who's paying all the bills? So, and your utilities and things like that. So you can do it full time and truly dedicate it and just go, you know, they say burn the bridges behind you and just go full force ahead. But
like Tony Robbins would say, burn the boats and go forward.
Burn the
and,
boats. That's what I meant. Yeah, burn the boats. Yeah,
I got you. We're on the same page, G.
The bridges, the boats. Yeah, so burn it all behind. But you know that, and that may motivate one person, but it may not motivate another. So my job is not to tell people what to do, but to say these are the options. You can have the side hustle and run the business. Does that increase your odds? Possibly, because you can ease your way in for some people, given their situation. It's less stress. They can keep their health benefits. They have some income coming in, and then they can slowly transition over 6 to 12 months. And if that's a better fit for you, then yeah, that could definitely help increase your success. Right.
Tips. I love it. I love it, Jay. Valuable tips. So I'm going to get back to you now as far as your situation as you move forward the last 20 plus years in your various different entrepreneurial ventures. What would you share a failure or mistake that you learned from? Can you share us one example? Like you reached a crossroads and you made a mistake. Just damn. And just share with us a moment in that frame of time that you had made a failure. And what did you learn from it?
Yeah, I mean, with failures, it had to do almost with employees, and I tried to be the expert in all areas in my last business, and to realize someone had told me, you know, you hire people that are better than you, right? You hire people that are maybe a better salesperson and a better marketer. And I feel like I wasted a lot of time maybe looking for the wrong employee, where I'm like, okay, you know, I need to be the best in all areas of my business before I move forward. So I delayed hiring someone, and maybe that affected my decision. So someone taught me, I wish I knew this years sooner, but you hire someone that's better than you so that you can learn from them, that they can run, and maybe they just handle marketing and they excel at that. You don't have to be the expert. You need to be aware and know how the business runs, but you need to hire better than you, people stronger, have a better skill set.
Right.
And I don't think I realized that, nor did I understand that in my first few years in business.
I have to relate to that too. When I was in my business with the Maximus Manufacturing Chemical, and I had a diverse individuals working, and I too did not realize that until after the fact that, unfortunately, one of my failures was a business. I had to pull out of my partnership, and looking back, you say, wow, things that you look back, say,
right,
what would you have done better? And like you just said, hire someone who has greater skills, because different skill set. We don't have all the skill sets, you know, right. As an entrepreneur, you want to hire, again, very different people. And that's why when you walk away, the operation still is in continuing format, right? It can still produce the services, produce right. the products, and so on and so forth, and continue to grow. Beautiful.
And I will say we had great employees. It was more of a delay, you know, of I should have hired sooner as opposed to trying to figure everything out. So I had some great employees, but yeah, I definitely would have done things a little bit differently, hire much sooner.
Beautiful. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. Again, the audience wanted to saw also, because sometimes you hear all the good stories, the positive stories, you're making money,
you it's know, not, yeah,
it, you lot, run into the bank,
mistakes.
You got the whole bank. Cash. So
well, I get the question. I buy a franchise and I'm guaranteed to make money. And am I working an hour or two a week? And it's like, no. This is a business. It's not even an industry. There's 75 different industries. There's a franchise in every industry. It's a proven model. So there's franchises in ice cream, and then there's mom and pop, you know, ice cream shops. It's not like you just throw some money and the business runs itself. So there's risk involved. You need to know your business and you need to follow the system to make
it. GG, there's a new franchise just opened up 2 weeks ago in my new neighborhood here in Wake Forest, North Carolina. It's called Jeremiah's Ice Cream. It's a mm-hmm. franchise established from Florida. And we had the intention maybe open Vita's Italian ices and gelato here. And I think I talked to you about that offline. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden that location was all brand new locations just opened up. And the ice cream is anything. I mean, they're open for a few weeks right now, but nothing quality. I mean, it's still learning. You could tell we went there last night. If you listen to this right now, it's December. Early part of the December 2022, mm-hmm. and they had opened up three weeks, and they're squirming around. You could tell that they're not in place yet. The ice cream was dripping. They apologized. They dumped the first one out because it was all not well presented and so on. So there's a learning curve right. on the product and services. Now, but people were coming. So that's an industry. So what would you say the top three industries right now, would you say people are getting into or maybe not?
So I would say everyone's situation is different, but when we talk strictly at a, you know, as far as what they're looking for. And we look at a lot of factors, number of employees, investment, do you want to work from home or brick and mortar? But I will say industries that are growing on the B2B side, by far business coaching and businesses around going to small business and reducing their expenses. There's a franchise. It's not all fast food. Relatively lower investment compared to brick and mortar, like a McDonald's. So that's one business, you know, especially with, we don't know what's to come in the next 12, 24, 36 months.
Right.
So everyone's looking for pivoting their business as they did during COVID and cutting expense. The other big one, which is, I think is huge, is home service. Home service is huge for us. Very low employee count, you know, 2, 3, 4 employees to start. Many of them run from home. Well, how do you run a business from home? It's because a lot of these home service companies have really stepped up their game and offer turnkey marketing as well as a call center. These are essentially marketing, online marketing engines disguised in the home service space, such as mosquito spraying, such as
keep on naming them. I'm sure people are jotting down their notes right now, G.
Yeah, you know? So there's tons, anything home service related. A lot of people, for example, we have businesses around, you know, to replace the siding in your home costs a fortune. And there are franchises that actually paint. They have a proprietary formula and process to paint your vinyl siding and brick.
Wow.
Soffits, gutters, as opposed to replacing.
I think I just got one that solicitation this summer. Hold on.
Did you? Yeah. see if it's the.
I might have it here in my desk. You know, the mosquito one I got. I know I got
mosquito,
that one.
Mosquito, there's quite a few. Yep.
Yeah. I have a couple of there, but yeah. Then again, I mean, I have to go through my rummage through some stuff here. But now I recall that, and there are doing the mailings, right? Doing the drop off at the at the mailbox or at the door tags.
Yep.
And email. Interesting.
That's part of their and I would say the third, believe it or not, is, you know, during COVID, people love the idea of working out from home, but they got sick and tired of working out of their basements, and they want, you know, that the working out at a gym. Was about, you know, a social gathering, meeting new people and just getting out, especially if you're working from home. So our boutique fitness, we've seen just explode in growth where people are looking for maybe not one-to-one as that could be expensive, but small group, 10, 15 people in a class. Maybe it's spinning, maybe it's running, maybe it's boxing, believe it or not.
Wow.
And people need to get out of the house and just socialize. Tried, you know, different modalities. So we have brands, parent companies that offer boxing and running and all different modalities. And you're able via a pass that they offer to go in and actually, you know, try out all the different, you know, yoga is in there as well. So trying out all the different modalities and mixing it up to find the right fitness program that you really enjoy.
Wow, interesting. My wheels are turning also, G. You're the guide, man. You're the franchise guy, folks. You hear that? GG, the franchise guide, not the GUI, it's guide.
Well, in New Jersey, they think it's the franchise guy. So we had to buy GG, the franchise guy, GUI as well as a domain.
Yeah. At the end of the show, we'll make sure they have everyone gets your social media, a website and so on. So they can check you out, contact you and so on. Now, I'm going to ask you this kind of take a little deviation here. Did you have any personal role models or experiences that coached you in your, and what characteristics that they had influenced by you? So what would you share as far as a role model or two out there?
Yeah. And I've always followed people. I wouldn't say he's a role model, but Tony Robbins, I had followed. He was my first back on QVC, I think, when he was selling online the programs.
Wow.
That was my
first. It goes back a couple of years now. Okay.
Yeah. it was cassettes, actually. So that tells you, if for people listening in, if they know what a cassette
is. What's a cassette?
What? Cassette. So that was my first self-help. But, you know, a lot of people, they look up to celebrities and athletes and things like that, which is normal. You know, they're at the top of their game. They're doing well. But for me, it was really just what was directly in front of me. And, you know, for me, it was my parents. And I jokingly say, you know, they always say, well, you think you can complain? We came to this country not even speaking English. And they ran a successful restaurant for 40 years. So yeah. I had a freaking high bar, really high bar.
That was right.
I could not complain about anything. So for me, and it truly is, and I talk about this. Just was talking about this on the show earlier this morning.
Right.
And it was really them. It was the people that did it. You know, was it perfect? No. But I used to complain of sometimes working the restaurant on the weekend or when I wanted to go out. But man, that restaurant really was the basis, right? Tony Robbins talks about this, having a rough childhood, and I did not have a rough childhood, but because of that, he became the person he was. So I think giving up those nights and weekends, of the group I hung out with, no one outworked me as far as the amount of time I put in. I didn't go out as much as they did, but start my business at a younger age, a lot of sacrifice. Yes. Do I, I mean, you learn from everything. So I think just watching them own a business that never spoke English and to run a business here, that's the American dream, baby.
Pretty impressive, G. Definitely. And now you're touching base on the five pillars of the X factors to success that I, that's my platform. Faith. They had faith in what they came to this country with nothing. Again, the English language was little to nothing at all. Family and friends, right? Family, the nucleus of family, celebrating their culture, principles and values, right? I think we learned that from too as well. I come from a background also of that same as you just indicated. Fitness, again, you know, being part of a eating well, you know, spiritual fitness, and again, ties in with also faith. And of course, finance. They were very frugal in their dollars that they made, right? How they spend it. Be a good steward of your money. How many times you go, save your money, right? You know,
Again,
it's a philosophy. It's a philosophy that it could be good or maybe indifferent, but they worked hard and of course fun. They had fun also. And again, the fun is a factor that you enjoy the family. You enjoy vacationing, you're going with the family and friends and reading and writing or whatever the case may be. Those Absolutely. Are the five pillars I believe are tying in. And today, GG folks is talking about financing as far as franchising, the dream and to work. And again, you know, again, what you put in, which what you get out. So great content here. I love it, folks. GG is really hitting it out of the ballpark today. So, so G, I have a couple of more questions before we kind of start wrapping up, but I had some deep ones here that I want you to kind of share with us. So are there any... I always ask it to everyone. Are there any books, top two, three books that you have had made, it was very influential? You mentioned about Tony Robbins and so on and so forth, but any top three books currently, maybe or in the past, that made shape you? So you want to share with us with the audience, please?
Look, I prepared. I wanted to show off, so I brought the books with me. Life Changing. The book Traction, highly recommended by Gino Wickman. This book... There's really no other book like this. It's really a book that can work for anyone looking to establish and open a business. You know, you talk about the pillars in a business and keeping balance.
Right.
This tells you what those pillars are. And it talks about employees. It talks about marketing. But not only does it talk about it, but it gives you the KPIs, what you should be monitoring on a daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, and annual basis, what to strive for, what's acceptable, what's not. If you don't have balance in the six pillars that they talk about in this book, the business will unravel. You will have issues. What good is a great business when the lifeblood of the business are your employees and they're leaving? You constantly have this turnover. So there are franchises built around this philosophy. They'll teach you this philosophy. I just spoke with a surgeon who implemented this and prior to us speaking into this business, he said it was game changing.
Interesting. Just hold one second. Is that a recent book, G?
It's newer. I'm not sure when it came out, but it talks about.
I'll put that in the show notes also as well, GG. Okay.
I forget when they. But so what it is? It's the entrepreneurial operating system EOS. Highly recommend. I'd Google that as well for those people not ready to jump into the book. Number two, this is, I'm going to go more recent. Everyone talks about E-Myth and those are great books.
Oh, but, I know. Michael Gerber.
Yeah. Great books, but let's go a little different, right?
Okay.
So marketing philosophy. This is the only marketing book you need. And I will say that every day. I had the CEO, Marcus Sheridan. They ask you answer. What's
they
the philosophy?
Ask you answer. Interesting.
What's the philosophy? The philosophy is simple. gentleman had a pool business, vinyl, fiberglass pools, one of the number one, actually in your neck of the woods. Was he in, I think he's in North Carolina.
Okay.
He has started. So I should maybe make an intro after the show.
Okay.
Answer people's questions 100% honestly, directly. Put your pricing on your website. Talk about how a franchise has risk. Talk about how a franchise could fail, that it's not a fit for everyone. And people will flock to you. It's the only marketing you need. I have an MBA, marketing concentrate, double concentrated marketing.
Okay.
Financial investments. And I wish I just had read this book, because it truly is a great philosophy, whether you do it in written form or video, or life-changing.
So this book here can really excel in other factors of your life's journey, right? I mean, it could be applied to.
Correct. Yeah. So really it breaks it down into categories like, comparisons, who's your competition. It's okay to tell people who's your competition, or, if I've had other franchise consultants on my show, I understand I'm not the right fit for everyone.
Right.
So it talks about, I think it's the top five, if I'm not mistaken,
okay.
Five key categories. And just being honest, when you go to a website and the pricing isn't there, I go to the next website. Be honest, right on there. This is a range.
Interesting.
A range. I mean, obviously, depending on if it's a coaching program, it needs to be tailored.
Correct.
Be direct. And then the famous one that not enough people talk about, how to win friends and influence people, Dale Carnegie.
Dale Carnegie. That's a classic one.
The basic stuff. And I feel like, you can apply this to everything. I think in marketing, going back to marketing, social media, I think we forget we're talking people to people. Why is it okay on LinkedIn to start pitching on a cold message to someone you've never met before? Do you do that in real life? Do you do that to other people? I think it goes back to the basics and reminds us we're all people. We all wanted it. It's a lot of common sense stuff, but it's a good refresher, a good reminder. So
I had that book as well. Excellent. I have it in both format, a book and audio book also, because a lot of times also I'm on the road traveling, doing stuff, and I just put my AirPods on and I listen to a couple of chapters. It gets me going. That's a real, real good book. Good point. What do you got there?
And then I print the summary, and the summary, this is the whole book on one page. Made sure I grabbed the right one. But yes, it's a whole summary. I had this up on my wall, and it's a reminder, 200-300 pages.
Can you show it again? Can you show it again on the screen here?
Yeah. So it's a little, am I allowed to?
Okay.
So it's a little reminder. It's kind of,
I like that. Now you put this together. Do you put it together?
No, I forget the site over here, and I can share that. But it's a infographic site, that summarizes books. It's kind of a book summary. So great stuff. And, actually, a gentleman twice my age had brought that up to me.
Twice your age?
Twice my age. Maybe not twice. One and a half times, we'll
easy
say.
Easy there, Giuseppe Grammatico.
Had brought that up. Had basically come back to me and said, "Go, you're forgetting the basics and bringing up books like this." And
like it.
Great stuff.
I love it, Joe. Giuseppe, I mean, you're bringing some good stuff here. Good material, good content here. And those who are listening in, who will be listening in now, maybe in a few months from now, whatever, when you get a chance to listen to the podcast show, folks. I mean, great tips. And I'm learning also. I'm always learning. That's why we bring these people here. People have expertise. People have had opportunity with years of experience. And again, the journey of 1,000 miles, as an anonymous Chinese verb goes, begins with one step.
Absolutely.
Right? One step. Absolutely. Now, you spoke about other people's books. Do you have a book you want to share with us?
I'm glad you asked.
Tell us about what you have and how did it come about, JJ, and what's the lesson that one could pick up out of there? So go ahead, shoot.
Yeah, so I have a podcast called Franchise Freedom, where we talk we help corporate execs make figure out how to experience time and financial freedom via franchising. And we recorded multiple shows. They told me I had a face for radio. Now we're on video, so I'm in trouble. But we transcribed about 4 or 5 different episodes, and we put together a little 30-minute read.
Super.
Essentially what Franchise Freedom, same title as the podcast, it's a quick guide if you're looking into exploring business ownership. And I tell you, not because it's my book, and it's not meant to give you every single fact there is about franchising. This is not the book for you.
I like that disclaimer.
It's very basic. It's literally 50 pages, and it's meant to bring you through the journey with case studies and showing and testimonials of people that I've worked with over the years. But it talks about how business ownership is for a certain person and franchising is for a certain person.
Correct.
People that say startups are better and franchise, it's not one is better. There's no pros and cons. It's what you are looking for. This will give you a guide if you're not ready to speak and exactly our four-step process of what that looks like, and we reverse engineer it. Many people have read this book. I will say this, purchased a franchise, went back to their laptop because they were motivated from the franchisor because there's a system in place and they monitor you and things like that, and went back to the laptop, pulled up that 10-year-old Word document of their startup plan, and then launched their business. So just because you launch and have a business as a franchise with a franchise doesn't mean that next business it could be a non-franchise. It could be real estate. There's so many different options. There's so many different vehicles. So this has motivated not necessarily the book, but the franchise itself to really say, you know what? I want to launch my startup. And we've seen that time.
Sounds exciting. I like it. I like it. I'm sure you're motivating some individuals right now who are listening up on this show here. So and where can people find your book, Giuseppe?
Yeah, so you go right to the website. So my name is hard to spell. So it's my initials, GG, the Franchise Guide, GUIDE. So GG, the Franchise Guide. So I encourage everyone, you can go there, listen to the podcast if you prefer audio. We just uploaded our 120th episode today.
Super.
Free. You can download this. It's available on Amazon, but if you want a free digital copy, it's available right on the website. And we also have a webinar that shows you how to make the switch from employee to employer. So however you enjoy, you know, reading, or if you prefer audio on your way into work, I encourage everyone, everything is free on the site. You could book a call or send me a message. There's a book a call button right on the site, so you don't have to remember an additional email. So ggthefranchiseguide.com. ggthefranchiseguide.com. You can go there, book the call, send me a message. And if you're ready, I offer everyone a 20-minute call. If you're just in between, maybe the timing isn't right, or if you want to put together a game plan, I give everyone at least 20 minutes. We'll explore it. Maybe it's a good fit, but the timing isn't right. We'll put together a game plan. We'll put together a roadmap of maybe talking again in six
months. Wow, you've got a freebie 20-minute consultation with the franchise guide here.
And I'll beat that. And on top of the 20 minutes. And that's not all, folks.
Our and services, there's more.
And there's a lot more. No shipping and handling. That's where they always get you. The service is free. So we're similar to an executive recruiter or real estate agent. The franchise company pays my fee. So there's no cost at all, aside from putting up with my corny jokes in a few hours a week. And if you're willing to put in the time and listen to the jokes, we're here to help as much as possible. But there is no, just keeping in mind, there's going to be a time commitment. You know, you're going to look to spend a couple hours a week in due diligence, but we are able to help. And everyone's a success. I always jokingly say, if we help you not buy a franchise, that's a success in my book, because that's your path, right? Maybe the timing wasn't right. So we're here to guide you, show you kind of what is out there. Again, if you have one takeaway, people don't realize franchising is not all in fast food. We do a ton of work in home services and B2B coaching. So a lot out there. You don't need millions of dollars. There's plenty of funding options. We make that introduction and we go through that as well. So we're overall one-stop shop for anyone looking to potentially.
Yeah, I've been preparing for this show with you, JJ, going through some of the various different franchising scenes. There's a whole more than just the food. You're right. There's other services that people can't even imagine that can get into with a little bit investment and get capital investment from funding from maybe the local banks or the whole franchise process. That's awesome. This is a great show, folks.
Can I say one more thing really quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
So homework for anyone listening in, forget about the franchise. Throw the list out. You know,
okay.
That to me is a complete waste of time because it becomes overwhelming. You get overwhelmed. You start saying, I like this franchise, but I don't want to work nights and weekends. It requires nights and weekends. I'll suck it up. And then you end up sucking it up. And all of a sudden you have a business that's not a good fit for you. So I encourage everyone, we never have to speak, but just to, if I can give some advice, simple, grab a piece of paper, write down what your ideal situation is, working from home, working at a location. what your skill set is. If it's sales, what do you bring to the table? What does your ideal day look like? Forget about the franchise. Forget about what you think will make you the most amount of money, but figure all that out. Once you have that roadmap, you make decisions much easier. It's like it starts to start flowing. I'm here to help guide you in any way possible, but if you decide to go it alone, this is a great roadmap as opposed to settling for businesses that don't really aren't really a good match because you heard of your neighbor or your friend did really well. Your friend or neighbor may have a completely different skill set than you do. So think about that skill set then look into the business.
Very important. I mean, that's very well said. Again, you definitely assess the overall skill set and experience, bundle up together, and you come out with kind of some kind of formula that's really going to fit their criteria, what they're looking for. That's awesome. Now, I'm going to ask you one thing because you did say something along your book here. And can you just dive a little bit more on, you said, quote, freedom favors the bold. Give us that insight.
I mean, you got to be, you know, in order to get that freedom, if you want time and financial freedom, that boldness, you got to put your neck out there. There's going to be risk involved. But, you know, the people that come to me and say, well, what if I go out of business? What if I lose money?
Right.
You're going in and knowing, right? Any business, you know, whether it's the franchise, non-franchise, the stock market, real estate, my favorite, crypto, which I still don't really understand how that works.
I don't either.
And I don't invest in anything. Not that I don't believe in it, I don't understand it, but there's always going to be a risk. But, you know, empower yourself, learn, do your due diligence, but you have to be bold. If you're kind of, maybe I'm thinking about dabbling, you're not going to own that franchise and you're just going to get overwhelmed. So you need to be bold. There's going to be some courage. You need to take that leap of faith. But if you believe in yourself, you know, someone said to me, well, what about the competition? Where isn't there competition?
Right. Everything you do.
You know, there's what we do, what you do, and anything we do, there's other podcasters. Should I not have a podcast? That's silly. So there's always going to be competition. But if you go with, it's a mindset. If you go with the mindset that you're going to make this happen, I had a baby on the way. Two, three days later, we found out my son, Luca, you know, was going to be due later that year after starting my first business. I'm like, that was a fire under my butt to make it happen.
So you got to move your butt, right?
And I'm not saying everyone has to go through the same thing, but you need to make it happen. But don't worry about the what ifs. Do your due diligence. At some point, you're going to have to make a decision, yay or nay. If you want that change, you're going to have to be bold. You're going to have to put the courage, you know, put your neck out there and go through it. So I wish I would say it was an easy way of doing it, and there isn't. But a franchise, for those that truly feel like they would take advantage of that support, that unfair advantage, as I talk about in my book,
right?
I say go for it. Check it out. You know, if
cool.
You spend the 20 minutes, we'll talk it out. Maybe I'll talk you out of it, or I'll talk you into it. I don't know.
Thank you, JJ. Freedom favors the bold. You heard that, folks, from the franchise guide, who's definitely brought us some good good nuggets, good tips today on the factor of finance and achieving your dreams, achieving financial freedom by choosing a different avenue, modality that can fit your lifestyle that you're looking for. So without further ado, let's get ahead. I'm going to ask Gigi one last comment words, a word or phrase that you want to leave with the audience, and then we're going to say farewell until next time. And so go ahead and give us some last words of inspiration that you can leave us with.
Last words of inspiration. Guys, life is short. And, you know, when you map it out, that someone had a, you know, kind of map out how many months left that you have, and, you know, kind of what the average life expectancy was. And when you plan on retiring and you're 40 years old, want to retire by 60, that's only 20 years. And by procrastinating, you know, and doing things like that, you're going to kick yourself. You know, you're going to regret it later on. So bet on yourself. You know, there's tools out there, you know, to level the playing field, to empower you. You don't need to have a college degree. You don't need to have millions of dollars, but bet on yourself. Who else is going to bet on you and go for it? And a piece of advice, if you're going to go down this path of business ownership,
bring it on there, Joseph.
This is the Dr. Phil talking, whatever doctor you follow. I don't even know. I don't know where Dr. Phil came from. I don't know where Dr. Phil came from. Maybe he's sending signals.
Yeah.
Involve your family. If you start a business and you have kids, regardless of their age, your spouse, whatever the case may be, involve them. Tell them, I am doing this to create time and financial freedom. so that, you know, we can have a better life. We can spend time together. The first year is going to be busy. There may be nights, weekends. Let them know. Don't expect them to understand. You need to remind them and let them know. And obviously, hopefully make progress. But I always say, let everyone in on the conversations, jump in on the calls. But that's the reason. So let everyone know. It's a very basic concept that I see people miss and forget over and over again.
Super. Wow. Words of wisdom from Giuseppe Grammatico, GG Franchise Guide, giving you all the tips today. And I hope we're ready to take it in. Giuseppe, thank you very much for being on the show today and bringing some value to our show. And this is a different twist for me also, having a guest like yourself on the business sector and on the franchise. I've had other different individuals on the show, but yours has a different twist to it. I have a good feeling for it. And especially now, as we embark in the end of the year, 2022, and then we're beginning to think about our goals for 2023. Maybe you're going to spark someone's idea. And maybe that one person might come back and say, hey, GG Franchise Guide, I'm going to have a conversation with you. And you might have someone come on your show and in the future saying, because of the show, he or she listened to you and got some good ideas and sparked that momentum. You know, you need the pendulum movement, right? You need that pendulum, slow moving, right? And then you get going, called the compound effect, that one of the books from Darren Hardy that I read in the past, that you have to get movement. You have to start somewhere. And like you said, assessment, you have to be bold,
right,
and look at your ideas, include your family, as you indicated today. And all that good stuff has a good foundation for us to move forward in an entrepreneurial adventure. So without further ado, can you tell us one more time, where can you find the Franchise Guide? So go ahead, shoot.
Yeah, GG, thefranchiseguide.com, podcast, book, webinar. I even put together 25 FAQs. So if you have 25 questions as far as you know, any aspect of franchising, we created 25 YouTube videos for you to check out. If you're not ready, want to do your own research, it's on there. It's on the website. We're constantly adding new content, new podcasts on a weekly basis. So check it out. Let me know what you think. And hey, they ask you answer. If you have a question, that may be the idea for my next show. So send that question over. We need some good content for 23.
Beautiful. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Once again, it was an honor to have you, GG Giuseppe Grammatico, on the show. And I want to wish you a happy Merry Christmas, happy holidays to you and your wonderful family. And we look forward maybe to see you in person sometime, maybe come down in my studio here, maybe a live yeah, one, awesome, or whatever the case may be. Or maybe I might get into an entrepreneurial franchise opportunity that I'm still looking into it as well, to diversify some of my goals.
You know, well, that homework was for you too. I want to learn about this gelato franchise. So the homework is I gave to everyone else goes to you as well.
Yeah,
so
I have a little folder
due on Friday.
I have a folder on here also, that ideas. But definitely thank you so much. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, from the X Factors to Success, we appreciate you tuning in today with the Franchise Guide, ggfranchiseguide.com. And I hope that you gain some bullet points and some good ideas, some spark and some innovative ideas that you may venture off. So take care. Once again, you can follow us also at the I'm an old school guy, xfactors2success.com. Find us also on Facebook, Instagram, and subscribe below and share this podcast. I ask you to please share this podcast and contact Giuseppe and tell him that you listen to this podcast, and that's why you refer back to them. But maybe someone that you know, family and friends, might be in an opportunity to join or have a business in the future. So please share this and rate it and give us some good reviews, and either good or bad or indifference. We want to hear that from you, okay? So thank you very much. And once again, Giuseppe, GG, have a great day. Thank you. And have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the year until 2023. The X Factors to Success.
Thanks, G-Man. Thank you.